it came in a 6-pack of Halloweeny themed things, and I impulse bought it, and it was one of the best things I bought last year. They glow in the dark.
Dude, it came out last year? This is something that you didn't tell me, and I really wish that you had shared.
No, we've had this conversation.
Between the present and the past, memories held in the walls and earth, energies and entities that cross the barrier into our dreams and our consciousness.
That which has been left behind between the living and the dead.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Joy.
And this is the Residuals. Residuals.
I volunteer for school, and I am doing a lot of the spirit wear, which is what we call our clothing line. I know that sounds really fancy, but it's not. It's just like t-shirts and sweatshirts.
Your merch. Yeah.
Yeah, that the kids are allowed to wear as uniforms. Okay. So, you know.
Your kid wears uniform?
Yeah, we have uniforms.
Jesus.
All public schools have uniforms.
I wish we had that. That's the
so
one
much
thing.
Easier.
It was so hard when we moved to America when I was 16. I'd been in uniform since I was like 4.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew how to tie a tie properly. Like,
right.
When I see people with improperly done neckties, it makes my brain itch. And I have to fight the urge to go
Can
and
I
be like,
that
let me
redo
that. Can I tie your tie?
Yeah, I grew up in America, but I was in Catholic and or private school most of my academic life, including college. But we did not have a uniform in college. I think they had like a dress code or whatever. But I most of the time until I was in eighth grade was like the first year that I went to public school and didn't have a uniform. And then very soon after, ended up back in Catholic and private school with a uniform. So yeah. Most of the time I've been like, I don't have to think too much about what I want to wear in the morning. And it's just so nice. But I am, I designed new stuff for this year. So we did like pre-orders and I've been like running to fulfill the orders now that we got the merch done. And I'm trying to be, you know, psycho Capricorn type A OCD organized Joy.
Oh dear.
So I'm sitting here and I also have like this community market that I'm helping put together for the school.
Joy.
And I'm volunteering to help with scenery for the talent show.
You're a tattoo artist who has...
When do I tattoo? I don't fucking tattoo. Are you fucking kidding me?
My gosh.
And then I have podcasting, and Enzo is also in theater and has piano, and we have a busy, and he just started doing robotics class again after school one day a week. So yeah, like we're busy.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here going through order forms to put in my new really cool binder that I got. Oh my God. Yes. It's kind of like a bag. It has like a strap to it so you don't have to carry it in your stupid hands all the time.
This sounds like an adult version of a trapper keeper.
It really is. It's wonderful.
I love this.
I'm
glad
that my three-hole punch is at home.
Oh, good God almighty.
Find it right now. I thought I had a single.
I'm so sorry.
But anyway.
I'm so sorry.
I have a couple of things going on.
Just a few.
And my husband works from home, which is helpful when I'm like, I'm going to run out to the store. I'm leaving our 8-year-old in the living room. Make sure you don't hear anything that sounds bad. Because he's in the next room working. But like, he can't. He's working. So it's
right.
Not like.
No, I get it.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
I get it.
So we could like, I don't know, we got some shit going on.
Just a few, just a bit. And I mean, my side of things, we've had family health issues popping up and we don't have family in the same city. We don't have family in the same country.
Right.
And so childcare is, you know, also we don't have our son in daycare, mm-hmm. Mainly because strike still.
Right. Yes. I feel like parts of this conversation would lend themselves well into explaining why we have a update today and not an episode.
Yeah. Listen, side note, that cup you're drinking out of, I want you to make me one like that.
I didn't make this.
Oh my God, it's amazing. I want it.
I love this cup. It came in a, look at how quickly we've changed.
I know. ADD, but thank God.
Gears.
Thank God. Thank God. Thank God.
This lovely pink mug with,
well, we'll need to post a picture of it now.
Yeah. And it has some ghosts on it.
Mm.
It's from the Starbucks, actually.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, see?
Shut your mouth.
It came in a six-pack of Halloween-y themed things, and I impulse bought it, and it was one of the best things I bought last year. They glow in the dark.
Dude, it came out last year? This is something that you didn't tell me, and I really wish that you had shared.
No, we've had
me.
This conversation.
We have?
Yes. Elephant brain remembers.
God damn it.
No, I have a whole bunch of them. They're really cute.
Oh, that little IKEA box behind you on the seat? I have that. I have a few of them. That design with the triangles.
We've had that conversation about six times in our lives.
Oh my God, Jesus, Joy. Okay, whatever. Let's get into it. Let's get into it.
Here's the thing, listeners.
God damn it.
We're fucking busy and there's a lot of shit in our brains and we're expected to have jobs that have income. We're expected to take care of our households. We're expected to take care of our children. We're expected to volunteer and put makeup on and do our hair and not walk around in gross pajamas all day.
Wait,
I don't know how this, no, I'm just kidding.
Wait,
no, you don't have to tell me that.
No.
But like, there's a lot of stuff going on. There's doctor's appointments. There's, you know, whatever.
There's life.
Yeah.
So here's, that was a little bit of tough love there, Joy. Here's some gentle parenting.
I don't know how to do that.
Here's the thing, dear listeners. We do this in whatever spare time we have, which as Joy has just explained and we have talked about, we don't have that much of, and we are not paid for it.
Aside from, okay, I'm interrupting because we don't do this in our spare time. We make time to do this because we don't actually have spare time.
You're right.
And it doesn't make us money. It costs us money because hosting costs money. Like all of this stuff that we do costs money. And we do it because we love it. And we love that you guys want to listen to our show. And we have a million ideas all the time about how to do more things.
Yes.
But there's just only one Emily and one Joy.
So that said, if you've noticed that some of our episodes are coming out delayed.
I hate it.
It's not something that we really enjoy doing. The thing is that unfortunately, we are having a lot of life things that take precedence over this show. And, you know, we, like Joy just said, we hate it. We hate having them come out late. We hate it because we love making these episodes. We love what we've created here with
truly, truly do.
And and not even, you know, just a show. We love that we've created a community of people who also love what we do. Mm-hmm. And that suddenly people, you know, it's really hard because now, you know, looking at our streaming stuff, it's like, oh, fuck, people, we've got a lot of people. But the problem is that right now, life has gotten very hectic for both of us. But that being said, we're not going to end this podcast.
No,
we are just going to be, our schedule is just going to be a little bit wonky and, you know,
this season, we will finish out like we usually do.
Yes.
We've got stuff lined up. We have release dates. If they're a little bit late, they might be a little bit late. It might happen. I don't know. Right. I'm trying not to, but for season six.
Yes.
There might be an episode once a month.
Right. We might change up. Yeah.
There might be a new episode like every couple of months. It just really depends on what we're able to do without making our lives harder.
Right.
we're pulled in two directions because we fucking love this show. And we fucking love all of you.
Yeah.
But if we're going to take our own advice, we can't stay up until 3 o'clock in the morning cutting an episode just to make sure it's out on a certain day when literally no one is paying me to do it. Like, it's just reprioritizing and like just being transparent and letting you guys know, like, we're going to do what we can. And if you guys want to continue to hang out with us, we would love that.
We would really love that.
Yeah. Because we want to hang out with you guys.
And, you know, maybe do that in real life at some point when we are able to have a life outside of life. But, you know, the main thing is that we appreciate you all so much. We appreciate your support over the years. We really appreciate you telling your friends about us and, you know, commenting and rating us and reviewing us on your podcast platforms and messaging us and everything. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. And we love that you love what we do. We're going to have to make sure that we also prioritize our well-being.
Yeah.
As well as, you know, doing something that we love, because what we do not want to happen is that we put so much pressure to get this out on the schedule that we've had that the show no longer feels fun, that it feels like a job and a chore, because that is never what we wanted for this show.
No, there have been a few times that I have been cutting and I'm like, I'm not having fun. I'm really angry doing this right now.
Right.
Not because I'm angry at the content. I'm not angry at the podcast. It's just because...
Wait, are you angry at me?
Only when you switch schedules.
Thanks.
But I switch schedules too. That's okay. The thing though. Like, having to be flexible is a thing.
Yeah.
No, but like, I've been angry because the way that my brain works is like, okay, I have put into my calendar that we're doing this at this time. And then when something screws up my schedule, this is my problem. This is not anybody else's problem. It could be I have to pick my child up unexpectedly. It could be I have to like fit in some other thing. When my schedule gets mixed up, my brain fucking short circuits now. And it's just like, what do I do? I was supposed to do this. Now what do I do? And I have a really hard time pivoting. And it's stuff that I'm working on. But part of working on that is making sure I'm not overdoing it, because the problem is when something comes up, I can't be flexible because I've now shoved so many things into an elementary school day's timeline to try to do that. It just screws everything up. So I don't know. That's on me. That's my shit. But I don't want it to not be fun, because God, let me tell you how many times does this happen? Probably every time when I'm like in the middle of editing one of the episodes and I text you like, dude, this is so fucking funny. Or like, like send you like clips of like dumb shit that we say. And I'll be like, oh my God, this episode is so good. And I do it like every time. And I love cutting the show. And I love how I've learned to do like silly things in post and like put noises and sounds in. And I just want to be able to do that shit. And I don't want to rush it. And that's what happens when I rush it. I feel like I don't get to do all the extra things that I want to do. So we don't want to put out stuff for the sake of putting it out. We want to put out good stuff.
So in a nutshell, what we're trying to tell you is we love you
so much.
There will be some delays sometimes. So that said, we aren't going anywhere.
No.
Next season will be different. Next season will not be every 2 weeks. And that means that this season, some shows will be late. And you're just going to have to fucking deal with it. Just kidding.
That's all. No, but like seriously, also in the vein of how we want to make sure that you guys take care of yourselves too, I think a large part of this is we started this podcast in the fall of 2019.
Oh, God.
And then we all know what happened in early 2020.
Wait, what was it? We had the...
And I know that we try to like not bring it up. But listen, pandemic shit, everyone was home. Like, I need you guys to examine what you're doing in your lives too. Because a large part of this is we weren't going out. We weren't going to school. There weren't opportunities to volunteer at a school like I have now with all of the things on my plate. We have more stuff now because the world has literally opened up again. We're doing things. And before, I was sitting at home and I could stay up all night editing a podcast because the next day, no one was going anywhere.
Piggybacking on that, though, one of the things that we have been very open about on our show is discussing mental health and this and prioritizing it and getting help and making sure that, you know, bumper sticker quote, you put your oxygen mask on first. And I think that this is a big part of it, is that we are now having to take our own advice of doing just that. And so we want you to take care of yourselves. And maybe we're going to be leading by example here of having to take that step back and understanding that we need to do the same thing.
Yeah.
And that's that. But we still love you. You've done nothing wrong. We love you. But you know what we also would really love from you, dear listeners? We'd love to hear from you.
Totally.
We would still, we love your emails. We love your voicemails. Reach out. We don't need to hear your ghost stories. Just reach out and say hi.
Totally. If you want to say hi, I'll put them on the air. It's fine. You want to tell everybody a little nugget of advice for all the other listeners? Let us all know.
You know what? And if there's something that you have learned from our podcast or a little tidbit of knowledge that surprised you, that, you know, has made an impact, tell us, share it, let us know. But we love hearing from you because, you're the reason that we do this. Well, also because we love talking about spooky shit. But you're, you know, a big reason that we do this. We started this podcast because we realized that there is a stigma around talking about experiences, paranormal and otherwise. And that stigma brings with it isolation and shame, because you don't want to come off as being crazy. And there are people that you can bring it up to, like us, who are like, oh my God, tell me more. And then there are people that bring it, you bring it up to, and they're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
And you're
get
like,
away from me, JK, you crazy.
JK, LOL.
Just kidding.
I got to go over here and do something I'm going to make up now. Bye.
Yeah. So we want to hear from you. So if you'd like to pop us an email, that would be lovely. It's the residualspodcast@gmail.com. And then, you know, we also have a phone number.
Did you
know that? We do. And our phone number is 323-538-2666. And did you know you can also text us on that number?
Yes, you can.
You can.
I love texting. I
bet you do.
I don't love a phone call, but I love texting.
Nope. Yep.
I only pick up if it's Emily. If it says Emily or my kid's school, that's it.
Yeah, that's about it. Those two. Oh my gosh. Well, okay. That's the end, I think, of our tornado warning thing. But we love you.
We love you.
And
until next time,
don't be afraid of the dark.
Sage yourself up. And don't be afraid of the dark.
Afraid of the dark.
By the way, this is Emily and I'm Joy. And this is
the residuals. The residuals.
We love you guys and we just wanted to be transparent about everything. So
yeah,
we're hanging in there. You guys do the same.
All right. We love you.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.
So in a nutshell, what we're trying to tell you is we love you.